I'm Shelley Schlender. This is the sound of arriving at Scott Carpenter Park in Boulder with our year-old golden retriever named Daisy.
Daisy girl, we're here.
Daisy's here with three other young dogs and their guardians. The big grass hill here at Scott Carpenter Park is filled with children, but unlike the children at Scott Carpenter Park, our dogs are not here to play. Our dogs are here to confront an incredible challenge in their young dog lives. Doggone Good trainer Lauren Whittemore will explain the challenge. It's called the Canine Good Citizen Test.
Shows that a dog can be polite in public, can handle itself around basic distractions, and can be approached by strangers and be tolerant of the community around it.
You're saying that we have to do this with loose leashes and we don't get to use treats.
We don't, because trained dogs don't need to have constant rewards and trained dogs don't drag you around.
Now that Lauren Whittemore has explained the challenge, consider how incredibly hard it is. There are four basically year-old dogs here today. A chocolate lab named Ruby, a fluffy black and white Portuguese water dog named Trixie, then my dog's weekly playmate, Ellie, and her mom, Melanie.
Ellie, what kind of dog is Ellie, Melanie?
She's a golden doodle.
That means she's a fluffy white dog that does not shed.
That's right, part golden retriever, part poodle.
Ellie the golden doodle and Melanie exchange a calm and steady, adoring gaze. Me and my dog Daisy, we're a bit more excited. So I confess this to doggone good trainer Lauren Whittemore.
All right, my dog is Daisy. She's a golden retriever. She is a year and a half old. I think this is a risk for her. We'll see if this works today or not.
We hope it won't do anything to damage her self-esteem if she doesn't pass immediately.
The tests come fast and furious. First, shaking hands with a stranger, while our young dogs work very hard to sit and not jump up. Then there's letting a stranger pet each of our dogs, without the dogs leaping up in joy and knocking the stranger over. So far, they've all done fine. Up next, the grooming test. It seems simple, but it's actually very challenging. For Daisy.
I want her to hold still without a whole lot of being held. So you can tell her to sit and stay.
Daisy, sit, wait.
She doesn't have to be perfect. A little wiggly because she's a golden. It wouldn't be easy to groom her because she loves to be touched so much, but it certainly wouldn't be scary or horrible. But we need to work on it a little bit because those goldens love to get touched by humans. It's a good problem to have.
Now our dog trainer gives everyone a recap. Trixie, the Portuguese water dog, and Ruby, the chocolate lab, all have little tiny check marks where they got a little too excited or pulled a little too much. Ellie, the golden doodle, Daisy's best friend. So far, Ellie and Melanie have done everything just fine. How about Daisy, our golden retriever? Here's doggone good trainer, Lauren Whittemore.
Daisy did great with the friendly stranger and the sit for petting, which is huge because that was the hardest thing for her at the beginning of class. Grooming was tough because of the mouthing, and that's something to work a lot on. She's got to be a little stiller. She can do it.
So she failed the grooming.
She did not pass the grooming. She has yet to pass the grooming. So let's keep going.
Let's continue this major dog challenge and see how Daisy and the other dogs do in the obstacle course. Trixie and Ruby, they tug now and then. Daisy's friend Ellie, the golden doodle, looks adoringly into Melanie's eyes and walks beside her without much tugging at all. Daisy, our golden retriever, is doing fine, but then she starts to sniff.
Daisy, heel! This way, that's a good girl. Now, Daisy girl, over this way.
Finally, we're done with the obstacle course. Did she pass that?
On the walk, she was a little sniffy and pulling, and I've seen her walk so nicely. I think some of that was shifting to the flat collar, not having treats. It was just a big jump.
Hear this now. We have one dog in the group that actually passed.
Yes, we have Ellie the Golden Doodle, who passed her test.
Yay!
And she did really well. And the key at the end, when she was redoing the one little piece that she wasn't exactly perfect on the first time, she redid her loose leash walking, focusing on her owner. And her owner got more animated and praised her. And Ellie perked right up and walked like the queen that she is. And she did really well. And now that she just passed her CGC, she'll be able to move on to working towards being a therapy dog.
Ellie, can I ask you, Ellie, how does it feel to have passed the test?
She just wants to give Daisy a kiss.
Congratulations.
Daisy's like,
good job. Good job.
My BFF passed.
And you will be next, Daisy.
Yeah.
For KGNU, I'm Shelley Schlender.